Proclamation number 5303, dated the January 26, 1952. Purpose of earthly life, change of will and character. You humans have to go through a process of revival or you will be unsuitable for the spiritual kingdom, for the spheres of light. This means that you humans, the way you are in earthly life, don't have the necessary maturity to reside in the kingdom of light. You need a completely different attitude in order to become an acceptable occupant of the spiritual kingdom, and you are meant to achieve this state on earth, which is indeed possible. Hence you have to go through a certain process of transformation, and you have to undertake it of your own accord. Your character cannot be forcibly changed. Thus your state at the end of your earthly life is determined by yourselves, and corresponding to your willingness to change, your soul will leave your body, either receptive to light or still surrounded by dense layers which cannot bear any emanation of light. But who knows this? Which person ponders this when he is informed of it and takes changing his character seriously? Every person has to refine himself. He has to discard faults, weaknesses and bad habits and teach himself humility, gentleness, peacefulness, patience, compassion. Every person has to shape himself into love in order to combine all these virtues within himself. Then he will have shaped himself such that he can be admitted into the kingdom of light. Then his nature will be deified. Then he will have adjusted himself to my fundamental nature and thereby will have enabled me myself to enter into union with him, for everything that had separated us will have been consciously removed. The transformation of his character is the path which leads to me. He will have achieved his earthly goal and discarded the last heavy cover as soon as he leaves his body in order to then live eternally as a blissfully happy spiritual being. Only then will the real life begin. Let these words come alive in you. Real life begins for you when you enter the kingdom of light. Everything prior to this has only been the ladder, the preparation time for the actual life which, however, has to be acquired during this preparation time. You humans eagerly and undauntedly work for earthly life since you consider this alone important, and you regard it as an end in itself. Yet you do not consider the actual life because you do not believe in a continuation of life after the death of your body. Oh, you are fools. Your purpose of life is an entirely different one than just working for your body's well-being. You are informed of this time and again, yet you don't believe it, and therefore you don't change your character either. And that is your downfall. For if you are not suitable to enter the kingdom of light, but I neither can nor want to destroy you since you originated from me, you will have to carry out your transformation elsewhere, and that can also mean a great fall and a gradual ascent corresponding to my eternal plan, if the opportunity of attaining maturity in the beyond is not available to you. Sooner or later you will have to undertake this change of character in the stage of a human being. Not even my love can release you from this. The stage of a human being is, however, the final stage in an incredibly long process of development through all creations on earth. As a human being you will have to accomplish a conscious change of will and character if this process of development is to reach a successful end with your physical death on earth. Then your earthly course of life will irrevocably come to an end. Nevertheless, progress can continue in the spiritual realm. The soul can still recognize its wretched state in the spiritual kingdom and try to improve itself. But this necessitates much help from the beings of light or through human intercession. But the being can also slide down again into the deepest abyss because it did not recognize and try to change itself. then it will have to accept an appalling fate in order to join the process of change after an infinitely long time again, when it has to prove itself once again. Amen.